We're always glad when someone says that they would like to join our church, because that tells us, first of all, they know Christ as their personal Savior, and that they like what's happening in the church. They want to support that and be a part of it. And so this morning we have a lady who is joining. Even though she hasn't been a member, she's been working in the church for some time, working with the children's Sunday school. And so, Sandy, if you would stand, we would just like to extend to you the right hand of fellowship to Great Plains Community Church. Thanks for joining and for being a part of it. Well, today we want to talk about choosing intimacy with Christ for just a few minutes before we watch the video. In Luke chapter 7, we read about two people who encounter Jesus Christ, and they're on very different paths. Jesus is invited to eat at Simon the Pharisee's home. When Jesus arrived, Simon doesn't give Jesus a kiss when he walks in the door, even though that was the custom of that time, to give him a kiss on the cheek, friendship. Typically, the custom would have been to wash the feet of your guest. Remember, they just wore sandals. Their feet got dusty as they walked along. But Jesus' feet went unwashed. Often when you had a guest, you would anoint their head with oil. But none of this was done at Simon the Pharisee's house. It was all left undone. While Jesus, however, is eating the meal at the house of this pretender, the Pharisee, suddenly an uninvited guest, a sinner, the Bible says, a woman of ill repute, walks into the house crying. And then she falls at the feet of Jesus. And as she cries and her tears begin to drop on the feet of Jesus, she notices that they haven't been washed. So she washes the feet of Jesus with her tears, dries the feet of Jesus with her hair. And then when she has completed that, she pulls out an expensive jar of perfume and pours it on the feet of Jesus. You see, this uninvited guest wanted to get close to Jesus. She wanted Jesus to know her, and she wanted to know Jesus in a very personal way. So I'd like for us to look at three things that this story tells us about all of us, perhaps, before we watch the video. First of all, we need to understand that God knows every one of us intimately. For example, in Genesis 4:1, it says that Adam knew his wife, Eve. The Hebrew word for know is the word yada. It means to know and to be known completely. If you trace the use of that word yada through the Old Testament, you'll find over and over this is the same word that is used to describe God's relationship with us. How God knows you and how He wants to be known by you. David uses this word yada several times in Psalm 139. I want to read just a few verses to you. He says, O Lord, you have examined my heart. You know everything about me. You know when I sit, you know when I stand. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. Notice the words that I said, you know, you know, you know. It speaks of an intimate relationship with God. God, you know how I feel. You know how I hurt. You know what I'm thinking. That leads us to a second thing that we get from this story at Simon's house? We realize that God wants you to know Him. For some wild reason, the Creator of the universe, the Creator of the world that we're a part of, has offered an invitation to you and to me. He's opened up His heart and said, I want you to know My heart. This is almost too much for us to think about. Maybe that's why a common response when it comes to knowing Christ in a personal way has a little fear connected to it. I think we fear trusting God's company sometimes. It may be because we have been betrayed by people. Perhaps we have been hurt by someone close to us. Maybe we have experienced great disappointment from other people that we opened up our life to. You see, when we make ourselves vulnerable to God, you know He's going to find some things in our life that are not good. Think of this sinful woman in Luke 7. A woman of ill repute. She knew she had sin in her life that really made her unworthy to touch the feet, even the feet of Jesus. There was some fear there. But here's the thing. Followers of Christ know there's so much more to be gained from intimacy with God, because no matter what is in our life, there is the comfort of knowing God loves us and is with us. One last thing that I want us to think about before looking at the video. Fans choose knowledge. Followers embrace intimacy. In the church world today, we have often failed, I think, with that kind of intimacy with Jesus Christ. Instead, we have created a system focused on learning. Come and learn. Not unlike Simon and the other Pharisees. But here's the thing we need to remember. Knowledge alone does not mean that we have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. It's easy to say, I know all about Jesus, but He wants to know us. That's where we find Simon the Pharisee. He knew a lot about Jesus. He knew a lot about His teachings. In fact, he wanted to know more about the teachings of Christ. That's why he invited Him to his home. He calls Jesus the teacher. So when Simon sees what this woman, this uninvited guest, begins to do in regards to Jesus, he begins to think about how that could possibly be that Jesus would let this happen. In verse 39 of Luke chapter 7, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, speaking of Jesus, he would know who is touching him and what kind of a woman she is. He would know this woman is a sinner. Jesus, who knew the thoughts of Simon, answered him. And here's what he said. When I came in the house, you did not give me a kiss, not even on my hand. This lady hasn't stopped kissing my feet. You gave me nothing to wash my feet with, and yet this woman has washed my feet with her tears. You gave me no oil for my head, but this lady has poured expensive perfume on my feet. People there that day could see the brokenness of this woman. And Jesus turns to her and says, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. She got to know Jesus. Simon brought Jesus to the meal. All he wanted was knowledge. He wanted to keep things shallow. He didn't want to change anything in his life. He didn't want to get close by washing feet and giving the kiss of friendship. But this woman was willing to open up her whole life to Jesus Christ. She made herself vulnerable. She got to know Christ. So here's the question as we begin to watch the film today. Will you let Jesus know you? Will you embrace a close, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ? Because that's where we find forgiveness. That's where we become a follower of Jesus Christ. Let's watch the video.